Not too long ago, I spent a few years living near Syracuse, New York. And while I was there, I gained an appreciation for the Erie Canal, originally known as Clinton's Folly. It was considered an extravagance back then when it was built during the early 1800s. Dug by hand by Irish immigrants, it eventually tied the Great Lakes to New York City and was the reason why New York became known as the Empire State. Albany, forget it, I never shall. What a terrible storm we had one night in the Erie Canal. Erie Canal. Oh, the Erie was rising and the gin was getting low. I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Get to Buffalo. Out of Syracuse, our vessel struck a shoal, and we like to all been drowned on a chunk of Lackawanna coal. Chunk of Lackawanna coal. Why is that so hard to say? Well, our cook, she was a grand old gal. She wore a ragged dress. We hoisted her upon a pole as a signal of distress. Signal of distress. Rising and the gin was getting low. I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Get to Buffalo. Well, the captain, he got married, and the cook went off to jail. I'm the only son of a gun that's left to tell the tale. Left to tell this tale. And that's the sad and awful story of the Erie Canal.